episode 847, The Eyes of the Heart.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary weekend. I don't know about you or what you're doing exactly, but my week has been kind of crazy, and I'm really looking forward to slowing it down. So today I would encourage you to do the same. We're going to be talking about the eyes of the heart. It's a relationship builder, a cornerstone for your marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. In our marriage, we want to have impact. Remember back when you were dating and you just kind of would look at him across the room and all of a sudden it was like your eyes connected. It was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, this electrical field would be going off. No one would see the fireworks but you and him. But what happens after we say I do? And a year or two passes and a few children come along. When was the last time you looked into your husband's eyes? The eyes of the heart, a valuable cornerstone to building your marriage. In every relationship, the other mate, okay, so if it's not me, it's going to be you or my husband, for example. The other mate desires attention just as much, if not more so, than you. But if you think about your lifestyle, are you truly giving attention? As I was talking about dating, you know, it was all about the other one. The other one that got your heart to skip a beat. You did everything for them. It wasn't just the gaze across the room. It was writing a little love note way before texting. Now we just kind of text, which that's for another episode. But we would, you know, maybe drop off a little goodie basket. Or if we were in college, we would take study breaks together. We'd go walk in a nearby park and hold hands. We would do anything and everything. And now you barely stop long enough to gaze into each other's eyes to say goodbye. Have a great day at work. Then when the day is over, you come home and consume yourself with children's activities, dinner, vegging out. Maybe it's in front of the TV. Maybe it's a good book. Or maybe it's even your cell phone or tablet. Yeah, electronics have our attention. Where is your hubby's eyes? What is distracting you? We want to build a strong marriage, but we forget the foundation in building a strong marriage. And here during these episodes, that's what I'm trying to kind of work on with you all, is to say, okay, look, take this little part. And if you make this one little tweak in your marriage, it can begin to have a huge ripple effect. You begin to build a stronger foundation. A stronger foundation, what? Is awesome, because when something happens, when life happens, you can get through it. You don't completely fall apart. Think about how many marriages suffer. You know, with Hollywood, you wonder how long they're even going to last, and why do they even say I do? Yet just because we don't have the paparazzi following us, we think we're going to last forever, but we're not willing to put the effort into it. Where are you in your marriage right now? Where are the eyes of the heart for you? You want to strengthen the passion in your marriage? Here is your kiss. Intentionally give attention. You have to intentionally give attention. It's not about, oh, well, I conveniently see him placed here, so now I will somehow form a conversation. When you were dating, did you conveniently find the time? Oh, no, you made the time. He was a priority. You would search him out. You would go, if you were dating in college, you would go to two or three different buildings going, well, I know he was here. He told me he was here, because that was long before cell phones. There was no way to track him down or to quickly text him. Or you would learn their routes. I can remember that when we were going to college, and we went to college way up on this hill. And it was a small liberal arts college in Missouri. And when we went there and it snowed, it was bitter cold because that wind would rip around the buildings. And as the students were, the student body, we would figure out different ways to kind of stay away from that huge like windstorm that would come during the winter months. And we would all take these particular ways to and from our dorms. Now, you had to live on campus unless if you were married, and then they did have married student housing, or if you were living at home. But otherwise, you had to live on campus. Yes, yeah, so we had a girls' dorm only and a boys' dorm only. There was no mixing them in between. Only the guys, the fraternities had the houses, and the girls just had, at the time, sorority wings within a building. Now that was, yeah, maybe that's dating me. But think back to when you were dating. You would figure out their path from their building, their dorm room, to where they went to each of their class. And what would you do? You would seek them out. You would go find them. Intentionally give attention. You were great at it dating, but what happens now? How many years now married? Sometimes it's more of how many times are you subtracting away the love that you had for your husband? Because we don't give our marriage the attention it deserves. You want a rock solid, amazing, incredible, passionate marriage? You got to put in the effort. You got to start building up these cornerstones. Intentionally give intention, and it's going to be broken down like this. Number one, notice your partner's eyes. We're talking about the eyes of the heart, right? The eyes are the window to your soul. You've heard that saying. I don't remember who said it. The eyes are the window to the soul. But you see, you have the eyes of the heart. And the eyes tell more about anything in a person when you look at their eyes and you hear them. You watch them through their eyes. So number one, notice your partner's eyes. We have technology and it's great. I love it. I mean, that's the only way I can communicate with you around the world. How cool is that? It is fantastic. I love my word fantabulous. That's exactly what it is. But I also know that in communication and speech, we're taught to look at each other in each other's eyes, right? To make eye contact, to notice each other. Now, sometimes when you do a speech and you're up in front of thousands of people, maybe you can't catch everybody's eyes, but there is a strategy on how you can basically glance and look, and it appears to the person who's watching, the audience, that you're looking directly at them, and they're like, oh, he was speaking directly to me. And you feel that, right? Notice your partner's eyes. It's important because when we're stuck behind technology and we're not looking at each other, it's not about being bashful or shy anymore. That was truly back in the olden days, and that was when I was a little one. Okay, that was the olden days. And we've got the golden olden days. But mine were just the olden days. Yeah, we used to be shy. We used to be bashful, but it's not that anymore because of the way social media is. And we would just kind of put ourselves out there, but the thing is we're really not putting ourselves out there because we're just hiding. We hide behind the camera. We hide behind our tablet. Where are you hiding? Maybe it's behind a good book. Maybe it's behind your business. Maybe it's behind your child. Notice your partner's eyes. Number two, look into his eyes during conversation. Put down the phone, for goodness sakes. You don't have to have the phone with you all the time. Now, I must say there are a few exceptions to that rule, and one being my catastrophic event, you know, the call you never want. When my son called me and said, yesterday, Mom, I was in an accident. It was a motorcycle accident. You better believe it. I'm going to have that phone with me 24/7, even if my hubby is around. He could be standing right next to me. That phone's going to be right there for whatever reason, because I know I need to communicate with somebody, something, somewhere regarding my son and his health and his well-being. Okay, so there are extenuating circumstances, but as a whole, what are we doing? We're not looking at our partner in the eye during conversation. So put that daggum phone down. Stop multitasking. If you're doing the dishes and he walks through the door, dry your hands and go greet him. What a concept. But we don't do it anymore. We don't. We're too busy doing something else. If you're out and about taking the children places and you're the one to come into the door, even if he doesn't initiate, you go up and you still greet him. You're like, wait, but what about me? That's for another episode. I know it's hard. We got to do this piece by piece. You want to, you know, jump in and go a little bit deeper, faster, specific to your situation, then click on the link, take aim. Action ignites motivation. I would love to partner with you. I have a complimentary coaching call. Clicking on that link, we'll start our conversation. No, you're not looking into the eyes of my heart, but your words will come to my heart. Eventually, you'll have the eyes of my heart. So it's important that if you want to dive deeper, then click on that link. Let's begin this conversation. Now, when you do say, okay, I'm ready to do this, I'm ready to try it. Really? Remember the very beginning of this episode, I asked you, when was the last time you looked into your husband's eyes? When was it? Because, you know, I could get all weirded out here on you and say, you know, did you have your eyes open the last time you had, you know, full-on intimacy? You know what I'm talking about, just in case little ears are listening. I want to be sweet about this. So, notice your partner's eyes. Number two, look into his eyes during conversation. And that doesn't mean you have to do it necessarily during intimacy, but you know what? When you have conversation during intimacy, which I know we do, then look into each other's eyes. See them. Don't run away from them. Don't hide. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. And number three, make your partner a priority. Your husband, your wife, they should be your number one. Make him feel important. He walked through that door. Sweetheart, I have missed you today. I'm so glad to see you. How was your day? Now, he may not give you a long, you know, us women, oh, we like to talk and we want to hear the whole conversation right then and now. And we'll listen to it three or four times over. Guys, not so much. They may need, you know, some time to decompress and whatever. But that doesn't mean you still cannot greet him the way he wants to be greeted. Make your partner a priority. If you don't do this, something or someone else will. That's the harsh reality. Where are your cornerstones in your marriage and how are you building the foundation? We've been talking a lot about this. This is our third episode on relationship builders. This one is specifically the eyes of the heart. The eyes of the heart, a valuable cornerstone to building your marriage. So where are your eyes drifting today? What's got you distracted? Because it doesn't always have to be about them. Sometimes we ourselves are the enemies and we don't realize what we're doing in the process. And then the question is, now what's your focus? The eyes of the heart. What's your focus? The eyes of the heart of your husband. Go lock eyes with your babe. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.